So Friday, I just wanted to give you some highlights from the afternoon presidential reception. There's a quote that Sam gave from Dr. Kassir. I hope we get enough of this stuff. This is going to radically change the industry. And Sam talked about the past, and he said, I sure didn't want to be part of a one-shot wonder. In other words, he didn't want to see our one shot was out there and things stopped. He says M5M is taking us. That's exactly where this company needs to be where we need to be in terms of what our purpose was and our purpose is. The afternoon they did national above training. Robert Roan came in, and you guys can read through this on your own. He talked about leadership. This was not about the personality quadrants. He did a section on leadership. So just read through that information on the front page of the outline. A lot of you didn't get it because you weren't in that, perhaps in that meeting, but those are just good notes for you to get so you can use in your own business. Lydia, can you put us on mute again? I got somebody off mute. Remute it. I'm going to have a remute because we've got noise in the background. So he did that. But he also reviewed briefly the four personality quadrants, and I outlined those for you. I want you all to do one thing for me. If you're sitting back going, man, I've been personality quadrant to death, I want you to change your thinking. Come at these notes and this outline with a new perspective. And that new perspective is, I don't know enough about personality quadrants. Because if I knew enough, I would be a platinum presidential today. So something must be missing in my thinking. And in order for me to create different results, I need to have different thinking. So, with that in mind, which is exactly what I did as I listened to everybody and as I typically do with everyone I listen to, because I'm saying there's nuggets in everything out there. So just run through those. We know there are four basic personality quadrants, DISC. Of course, Robert Roan doesn't have have the corner on this market. There are hundreds of people that have done this in the past. They have diamonds, rubies. They have colors, orange, blue, yellow. I mean, there's so many ways that be lions, tigers, bears, my friends. No, I mean, there are just a lot of different ways people have analyzed it over the years. But go through this and just look at these personality quadrants and know that you know that we're not 100% of any given quadrant. A lot of people go, oh, Mary Jo, you're just this big I. Well, trust me, math and science were my favorite topics in school. I loved math and science. Well, the first thing Robert Roan said was, how many of you in the I quadrant, you know, had a degree in math or science? I mean, everybody laughed, and I'm going, excuse me? I'm a math science genius person, you know? I mean, it's like, but of course, that was my dad being an engineer. That was my DNA. So we have other aspects of other quadrants. I love supporting people. Anyone who knows me knows that's true. You know, I have a tremendous analyst side to me. I love the comp plan and structuring everything perfectly to get the maximum results, even where to buy your skincare bundles, right? So we all have different, but we have a major, like our greatest percentage. For me, my greatest percentage, I don't know if it's 30 or 35 or 40, it doesn't matter. But definitely I is where I'm most comfortable when I talk about communicating, when I'm having fun, and when I'm serving others and having fun and contributing, that's when I am absolutely on fire. So you might say I'm an IS because I love supporting people, but I don't have the personality of a supporter. I'm not quiet, shy, and I thrive on conflict. Well, where does that come in, supporter, right? I mean, there's just really, we're a blend. But learn this so that when you come across people, what is it? You can be better. And we'll get into that in further ones. Okay, Friday night, Simon Cryer kicked it off with Kevin, and he talked about we're in the field of play. Champions are going to be made right here where you're sitting in this moment. I love Bo Short coming out because he said, you know, this weekend's going to be full of tons of things. Find things that you connect with in your soul. And if you don't like a speaker, you don't like a song, or you don't like the DJ, which was a little loud for some of us, you know, as we get to 60 and 70 years old, maybe DJ Ravi isn't the choice we would have. We'd probably play classical music from stage. But you know what? He said, let it go. What a beautiful way to start a convention, because we had lots of things we let go. I won't get into them, but, you know, and by having him set us up for that, it was a phenomenal result we could create. Somebody sent me a picture just to give you an idea. It was so bloody cold in the arena on Saturday morning, I somebody gave me a raincoat and I put it over the top of my head, and there's a picture of me taking notes. I didn't have to see the speaker. I could hear him. And here I am taking notes under a raincoat because I was freezing. Hilarious. But you know what? I let it go, right? Let it go. All right. Leadership effectiveness determines your level of success. So is it important for us to be good leaders? Absolutely. Yeah. Right? We want to be our best. And he talked about the McDonald's story. Many of you already know that. The guy who really created McDonald's and started it was not Ray Kroc. A guy came up with a great idea of how can I take, and where did it come from? Henry Ford. Assembly line. If I can make fast food in an assembly line, if I can make food, because it wasn't called fast until McDonald's made it fast. If I can make food like assembly line, like they make cars, and I can create food in 30 seconds, people order 30 seconds later, they have it. What is this not a market that would be something that, you know, could go wild? And the guy came up with the idea, and he set up his own stores. He set up the McDonald's stores. In fact, his name was McDonald's, I believe. Anyway, and he got like 5, 10, 15 stores, and he ran out of gas. He wasn't the leader he needed to be, but Ray Kroc came along and saw the vision, and he was a visionary leader. So he bought the guy out, and today we have 35,000 stores, okay? And, of course, Mrs. Kroc, who still lives, is making million-dollar donations all over the place to great charities and doing a phenomenal job at spreading the money that she has, which is unlimited, right? Skincare, he talked about, greatest gateway to the best product in nutritional field. This will open the floodgates, and that's the way you need to look at it. The skincare is our gateway. Rob Sinnott got up and talked about leadership, CEO. Every one of us, because we're in this business, this industry, we are the CEO of our business. So he talked about concepts, a job description of a CEO, and 9 characteristics. So you want to go through there and decide, you know, what are these that are so important to us? Lydia and I already are talking. We have a whiteboard in our office, and we're putting up their objectives, overall objectives for our organization. Where are we going? What is it going to look like? What's it going to look like by the end of this month with the skincare upon us? My goodness gracious, that's going to totally change the look of our organization. What's it going to look like by the end of next month? Because what's next month? Christmas. What do you give at Christmas? Presents. Isn't an incredible breakthrough technology skincare product a great gift to give? Absolutely. So we're going to be giving, you know, what do we want to create with that? So, and then when we set the objectives, then we come back and we go, what are the strategies to meet the objectives, right? So we're doing all of the, we take Rob Sinnott's advice and work through what applies to us, which is a lot of it, right? It's not about, oh, well, he's the CEO of Manatech. Well, you're the CEO of your business. Required skills of leadership. This is the one you want to run through and circle. Circle, where am I missing out? Decisiveness. Some of you get into analysis paralysis. Well, quit it, right? Toughness. Face adversity. Don't disappear. Don't shrink. These are great. Just run through these and circle the ones of the 1 through 10. I don't need to go through them. You can read through them and just say, you know, where am I missing? Keeper of the vision. You heard Marlis. You heard Lori. These people walked away from this weekend with an incredibly new vision of Manatech. It's something they always wanted from day one, but we were caught up in the ridicule stage and the absolute denial stage of science, and today we're in the self-evidence stage. We're here. We're here. We are a huge, you know, we are to be reckoned with in this world today because of what we have. So understand that and have that, be the keeper of that vision. If you're not, you're not going to lead. You're not going to lead anyone. I heard somebody in my organization say something, what if the skincare doesn't work? Oh my gosh, there's leadership out the window. What do you mean, what if it doesn't work? You think Mary Jo's lying? I mean, so many people, how many of you saw my face? It's a different face. I have people telling me 20 years were taken off my life. Wow, those are huge statements. They're not making this stuff up. These are people, came up to me, didn't even know me, or I didn't know them very well, but I mean, they probably knew Mary Jo, but the idea was that it's, you know, believe in it, grab onto it, be a visionary. Be a visionary and be positive, right? Right? And it was incredible. He said, you know, as he finished off his segment just by saying, you know, you all will need to become millionaires and billionaires in order for us to hit the M5M goal we've set. And that's a great thought for a group of people in a room, right? Robert Rohn then came on Saturday morning, and we're still Friday night, and he just talked about doing 2 things tonight. Do something with us or for yourself. In other words, learn about self and then observe others. So because he did this great routine where he said, what do we learn when we do personality quadrants? He pointed the finger at himself. He said, we learn about ourselves. What else do we do? And he pointed the finger at other people. He says, we learn about other people. But the most important thing we do, he said, you point your finger at yourself, then curve it around and point it back at the other. That means, how do I now step into their quadrant to best relate to that person? Because I know my quadrant, I know their quadrant. Now, how do I step into their quadrant to create the best possible results in communicating with them to create a great future in my business? That's the importance of personality quadrants. It isn't finding out who you are. It's more about finding out who they are, and then how do I step into being more like them so they're most comfortable to come to the decision that you want them to come to, right? Anyway, so he talked about how to ask questions. I put that in there to find out where your prospect is. You can even play a game with a prospect. It wouldn't be the first thing you said, but as you're going through form or your whatever your technique is to break the ice and build rapport, you can talk about that. You can say, hey, by the way, let me ask you a question. What do you think? Are you more outgoing or more reserved? And most people will say they're both. And you go, yeah, you know what? Most people say that. But if you had to put a percentage on it, which one would you say would be 51%? And then they'll give you an answer. And then you ask, do you think you're more task-oriented or more people-oriented? And again, yeah, I get it. You know, you're right, absolutely. Most people say, hey, I'm both. And they said, but if you had to put a percentage on it. So, and then you can actually find out by their responses what quadrant they're in. If you can't read them, then just make it part of your FROM, your rapport building, having fun with them, right? And that's a kind of something that you can do. You can build it into that. But you want to be able to figure that out, and you're only going to figure it out by what? By doing it over and over and over again. By going out there and testing yourself. Take your whole family. Take your neighbors. Take your people at church. Figure out what quadrant they're in. Do that analysis. Keep doing it, because that's the way you perfect it. So know yourself. He gave four steps. Know yourself. Know your target. Adapt to the target. And then keep doing it over and over again. There you go. Perfect. And most problems, he made a comment. He said, most problems arise out of task versus people because it has more to do with their priorities. What are the priorities in their life, right? And if tasks are their priorities, that's where all our problems live, because if we put people as a priority, guess what? We would overcome all our problems. We would overcome all our problems because if they were important to us, enough people were more important to us than tasks, we could bypass a lot of the problems that we have. And then he said there's an R related to each one. D is all about results. I is about recognition. That means, it's like Mary Jo standing up on her chair. I didn't do that to get recognized. I just have so much energy. I just want to explode. I just kind of like, wow. I just want to, but I's are into recognition. Yes, we like to be on stage. S is relationship, and C is being right. C's really don't want to ever be wrong, so they fight to be right, right? So just remember, the world is about meeting other people's needs, not yours. And you're going to see this, you can highlight that statement in the outline because it's pervasive in what Andy Andrews taught us as well. Bo Short came on, don't miss this moment, M5M now. Okay, and then they introduced youth. Okay, everybody knows about youth now. Don't forget about that little macron that goes at the top of the U, and the TH is actually smaller letters that you put up, like what you would put on. Lydia could have done that, I think, on the computer using fifth and fourth like a number. Can you do that on a computer, Lyd? Put a TH like on a fifth? Okay, so she could have done that, but that's really what the product looks like. The TH is actually lifted off the bottom line, and the way to do that on a computer is to, treat it like it's a number. So you can pick up the TH when you're using that, when you're typing. And if somebody figures out how to put the macron on top of the U.
There's ways to do it.
You, what?
There
is ways to do it. So she's going to give us more insight in that. We'll send that out to help all you guys, because I think it's important that you can do Google search as well on how to put a macron on top of a capital letter or something. Because you don't want to use this UTH like I did in the outline. Please forgive me. We again, put this together. I mean, I got very little sleep last night trying to get this all in your hands. The videos around youth are terrific. And as you heard from one of the testimonies today, they love the science one. I love both of them. I think they're both effective. Would I use both of them with one person? Probably not, unless if I started with the first one and they wanted more science. I like the second one because it's got all the science. So You know, so you choose however it works for you. It's your choice on how you handle them. But do you have to look at both of them? Do you need them? Yes, you need both of them. Now, I find that people don't use DVD players anymore. So what am I doing? I'm taking them, I'm putting them on a link, and I'm going to send links out to people. Because I'm not going to, yeah, and they're already on YouTube, Lydia says. They're already out there on YouTube, so you don't have to put them on yourself. You got a YouTube to send forward. You can take the links there and pass them on to people. So there, we knew that would happen almost instantaneously. One of the board members, Toth, he said he was used to be Avon chairman and said he's never seen anything like this before. He said, everything you say about the product youth is happening to my wife. And Toth is not a young guy, okay? So a beautiful thing. Marketing materials, we just made a list of them. Go on manatechprintshop.com. Is that right? Or is it M5M Materials? What is it?
No.
Manatechprintshop.com.
Okay. The materials in the resource library.
Materials are in the resource library, and then if you want the postcards, manatechprintshop.com. So you can go there to get the postcards. So they have all of that, depending on how you choose. I mean, everybody has their own preference. Just like for me, I'm not going to be handing out DVDs to people. That's not what I do. I'm done with that. That was the 1990s, early 2000s. I don't do that anymore. My new technique is to send people things through emails, get them in their hands, or post them on my Facebook or whatever, but I don't do that. Okay, so but it's up to you, whatever you do. So if you use postcards, that's a way to do it. One of the problems with postcards for me is just it's so impersonal. I want this a personal relationship. This is a personal relationship business, right? The world is about meeting other people's needs, not mine, right? Gold mail is a new, it's called Point Across. I think I've spelled that right, Lynn. Is that right? Point Across is the new name of it. They have a great platform for sending messages built with a specific message for youth. It's free for the next 14 days. You go to www.go.pointacross.com. I believe that's correct. Lynn, was I? Yep, I'm just making sure she checked on it. See, we haven't even been able to talk since she got this out to you guys and fixed it up for me. She had to review every line. So.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Yeah.
That link doesn't work. I tried it already.
The link does not work. Okay, so Lydia didn't test it out. Okay. Sorry. We will get that done for you while you're on the call today, so put a circle by that. We'll go back to that. I have Lydia on it right now.
Mary Jo,
if
you got an email from Brett, if you click on the picture below, it comes up.
Oh, on the email from Brett announcing the... Point Across. Oh, okay, great, great. So go there. Look in your email bank because Brett sent out emails to all associates. So you can find it that way. Okay, sorry for the problem, but can we get the right email address lit or not? She's looking for it right now, okay? And apparently we're logging in with email address and password is your Manatech ID number.
Go.pointacross.com.
That's what I put. That's the link. Lydia just typed it in. Oh, you can't put www. I'm sorry.
HTTP.
Sorry, that's the problem. Or just put in go.pointacross.
They need to go to their website. What they need to do is go to their email that everybody receives Saturday night.
We already talked about going to their email. Thanks. Sorry, guys.
It has all the information how they log in.
And it also has all your information that you log in. So you all got that Saturday night, so rely on that more than my 7 hours. Note-a-thon here. Notes-a-thon. Another hot idea, mobile phone-based app. It's going live today. Okay, that was going, yeah, today, Monday. Today is the day it's supposed to be going live. That's why I put today in there. So you might want to pursue that. That also comes out of Point Across. The CEO of Gold Mail, or Point Across, I shouldn't even call it Gold Mail anymore. Sorry, that shouldn't be in there. I just titled the section because that's what you're familiar with from the past. He made a commitment to donate 1 month's supply to a child for every 50 viewed messages in the next 14 days. So since it's free, I really think everybody, and it's a great technique he's using. I mean, trust me, this is super marketing by him. Understand that. Don't feel like you're being manipulated, but you are. But because it's free, you have nothing to lose to use this, and you're going to be helping feed. Everybody know that? Those are taboo language. Nourish a child. You have an incredible opportunity to nourish more children. Nourish more children by using this platform over the next 14 days. And you get to use it for free. So test it for yourself. See if it's something that you want to do. My problem, I personally, when I watched their little specific message that they made for youth, I liked it. I mean, I liked the DVDs that we created so much better that I'd rather send links out than that. That's just a choice for Mary Jo. You choose for you what works for you. But it gives you another opportunity to get this information in people's hands. And it would be in an email message, nothing that would be a link they have to click on to get to. That's, it's one step shorter than what I'm doing. So, but let's take advantage of it. Am I going to use it? Absolutely. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to understand it in the next 14 days because I want to make a decision. Is it for me? If you guys want more training on it down the road, I'll be happy to do a Monday call on it if it gets that, you know, if there's enough demand for it. Okay, so that's our new gold mail. Saturday, Sam Castor's kicked off the morning, and, of course, he was introduced. This was the intro for Sam. He didn't say this himself, but when Kevin introduced him, he said, a company truly can be a reflection of its owner, and we truly feel that way about Manitech. And Manitech, and Sam just went through the concept that, you know, we've been through all three stages, ridicule, violently opposed, and self-evident. And today, 2012, marked our, that should be our, sorry, typos in the outline, our coming into self-evident, okay? Today we're self-evident. The National Academy of Sciences piece on transforming glycobiology, the whole article is on significance of the discovery of these sugars, our technology, the whole 194-page on the significance of our technology. The commercialization is unlimited. It will transform economies of nations. This is the words that Sam used, right? Now, how to retool our message. 2012, L'Oreal came out with calling glycans the wonder ingredient. Remember, holy grail of anti-aging, the role of these sugars in skincare. The catch is what? They couldn't use natural glycans. So they used synthetic to be able to patent their new line. And then Sam talked about the story on how Manitech connected with Dr. Kassir. It was Kevin Kuechler, an ex-Manitech associate, who approached Sam and said, hey, you got to go meet with this guy. And Sam said, why? And he said, trust me, go meet with him. And that's how it started. And that's how the connection took place with Dr. Martin Kassir. Martin Kassir was actually already in the process of building a skincare product because he was a world-renowned, you know, dermatologist, couldn't stand, you know, what was going on in the industry. And he said, I'm sick and tired of it. So he, after 19 years or whatever, he decided, I'm going to try to build my own product. And he was struggling around that. He was getting some pieces of it that he liked a lot, like the sphere-like technology and glycans. But he had some missing things going on. And with Sam, when the two of them met, it was like the perfect meeting. There was no coincidence here. It was meant to happen. And Sam highlighted the reason why people experience immediate results. Remember we talked about how, he told a story about they took three people in the office, and what they did is they filmed them in over 8 minutes. They put the cream on, and then they filmed over 8 minutes, each one of these people. And then what they did is they took the 8-minute film, and they condensed it down to 30 seconds. So you can actually see their skin transform in 30 seconds, but it's really an 8-minute time period. Isn't this amazing? He said, it'll blow your minds. Why are we not getting this? Why is Manitech not putting out pictures and before afters and all this stuff? And here's the reason. Because they really need to get the clinical trial results in first. They're working with an outside independent skin firm, just like we have in the past. Those results should be coming this or next week. So as soon as that happens, then they can start publishing all this stuff because it supports all the claims. Remember, claims need to have scientific support. Same with skincare. You don't want to be out there doing all this stuff. So he's just saying, just be patient on that level. That doesn't mean you and I can't go out and use our pictures because we have pictures. You bet Mary Jo's using what my results are and Noni Kaufman's. And my goodness, I had people say, I mean, you heard on the call this morning, people use the product Friday night. Saturday they were on fire. They went nuts just for the changes they saw overnight. And here's the reason why you see changes immediate. This is the reason. Now, does everybody see immediate? Probably not. It depends on how perceptive we are, whether we're really taking good pictures, all the other things that could happen. But the reason why people will experience immediate results is that the glycans, this is from Kassir, he said the glycans, as you put them in and they get dropped off in the upper layer skin, they will suck moisture to the surface of the skin at the first level. And this is a temporary response. Now, here's my issue with that. If you only had one tier, if we didn't have the microsphere technology, we would be causing other problems in our face because we'd be sucking moisture to one area. Do you follow me? This is the importance of, number one, making sure that we have the sphere light technology, but it's also important, number two, to put it on your whole face. Because if you don't put it on your whole face, a little lesson I learned, too, is that you're going to have a tendency to grab moisture from other parts of your face to come to areas where it's sucking the moisture, right? So anyway, but that sucking moisture concept is only a temporary one. It's the one that a lot of skincare products are based on. You know, temporary, we're going to boost it up, but you have to apply it 17 times a day because that's how temporary it is, right? So the idea is, with our technology of rebuilding the rebar, the skin epidermis, now you have permanent changes being done to the skin. So that's the cool thing. And that's taking them to the lower levels. So I just developed that because I think that's a great, I mean, it was information for me that was good. And it's like taking it from the outside, from the face, and putting it on the inside of the body. Sam quoted Don Partridge, who said, "I bet your liver is wrinkled too." I thought that was kind of cute, so I threw that in there. Anyway, and the science video, I took some quotes out of there, and I apologize because I didn't get a chance to go back and watch the science video to fill them in, but there's some quote in there about through cosmetically something or other ingredients, you will something, the benefits, and I just thought it was a great quote, and I was going to pick it out of the science video, but you all can do that yourself, or you're going to find your own favorite quotes that you're going to use in your marketing that you go out and use. But build your marketing, your languaging. Don't go out there and say, "Oh my gosh, my company just came out with a great skincare product. It's really great. It's awesome. It's the best thing since apple pie." I mean, people, just find some beautiful quotes and statements and use those. Say something meaningful. That's why right out of the box for the last 3 weeks, what have I been telling all of you? L'Oreal refers to this as the holy grail of anti-aging. That statement in of itself rocks people's worlds. Because L'Oreal doesn't say that about anything. You're quoting the number one skin manufacturer in the world, right? Okay, Dr. Martin Kassir got on stage. We love him. He's the terrific. Need for skincare, enhance beauty, preserve beauty, and prevent aging. Those are the three basics. A lot of what you're seeing basically through the rest of this part of the outline I gave you is copies of his slides. Lydia took pictures of every one of his slides, so we have all of them, and I tried to put as much as I thought that was really crucial for us in terms of, you know, understanding it. But he did a historical view on skincare. He talked about Cleopatra. What did Cleopatra use? I didn't put it in the outline, but here you go, aloe vera. What do we have in our product? Aloe vera. You know, so, you know, it's incredible. We can go back to the ancient of times. And the forms of different skincare are endless. They're massive different forms of different skincare. And he had a chart on that. And I you know, we all know sunscreen. We know creams, this, that. I mean, there are like 20 different things he had on his screen. What makes great skincare? These are the elements he put out on his slides. Functional actives, enough actives, penetrating actives, barrier protection, elimination of irritants, and communication. That's it. And that's what you go after. He talked about the problems with skincare, his skincare experience. I gave you 100% of what was on his slide for that. He's got tons of experience with skincare, 19 years in the dermatology industry. And he said, oh, there's no perfect skincare, we got a few typos, and skincare conclusions, no perfect skincare line, no perfect product, patients frequently not satisfied, quality for price less than ideal. The bottom line is, need better skincare. This is all prior to formulating youth, of course. And criteria for the designer skincare, he put that in there, Manitex Youth, actives from all over the world, scientifically tested actives, Manipol, new delivery system, effective for men and women, effective for all skin types, elimination of known irritants, airless pump, every sale helps feed a child. Those are the 9 elements he had on his slide. So just, I want everybody to highlight that in the outline because that's what you pick up on. Dr. Kassir was voted best dermatologist at the DFW area. I think we were going to attach a copy of that, but it probably didn't happen. We did? Oh, you got it. Oh, thank you, Lydia. I wasn't sure she picked up on that because, again, you know, this is fast-paced getting this out to everybody to be prepared this morning. So each of you have a copy of that little piece on Dr. Kassir. And you can use some of that when you're talking about this because credibility, validity is important in the skincare industry. Jackie Pack, sorry, who knows what her name really is spelled like. I didn't have time to figure that one out. VP Marketing of the Lab, she got on stage and gave her background in skincare since 1968. She talked about every single company that did, and she's been doing this for years, right? And she said every company comes after and wants her to be a distributor. Once she goes, I chose youth. Yeah, she says, because it's revolutionary. She says, it's the best. You have a superior product. She's all over it. She was so funny. She goes, I gave her this quote, too, because it was cute. She says, you know, don't talk about ladies and putting it on their necks. Chickens have necks. Ladies have throats. So just so I never knew that. I didn't think people would be concerned about talking about neck. But she taught me something. But the whole room cracked up laughing. And she said, use the back of your hand to apply it since the palm has plenty of bacteria in it. So you want to make sure that... Okay, so what is it? So these are some of her slides that she put up there. Revolutionary rejuvenation cream formulated to reduce the appearance of the seven signs of aging skin, right? You go, what are the seven signs? Well, guess what? They're on the next page. That's one of her other slides. What makes it unique? Key features and benefits. You can go through. Now you have a lot of the ingredients, maniple, crocus, chrysanthemis, bulb. I think it's supposed to be chrysanthemum instead of chrysanthus. There's a little... typo there, put it C-H-R-Y-S, I think is the way it's spelled. So just so you people who are particular, like I said, I apologize for typos. We'll get those and reposted this afternoon. Hydrolyzed Viola Tricolor Extract, astaxanthin. I'm not going through what all these ingredients are. You can research them yourself if you want, just because we don't have time. But this is massive, the key benefits and features of it. What causes our skin to age? And she gave you all of that information, seven signs of aging. I have all of them. okay. So how do I introduce youth rejuvenation cream? She says, use it yourself, experience positive results, have a passion, enthusiasm, and know beyond a reasonable doubt that everyone's expectations will be exceeded. What does this say to the person that says, what if it doesn't work, right? If that's your attitude, don't do it. Take 2 months off, 3 months off, take the next 6 months off, do whatever you want. Well, you watch this business just, if they sold $1 million of the product before it even was available, what do you think is going to happen in the next month? Think about it, right? But can you choose to sit back and wait and watch for 6 months? Absolutely. So, and she talked about, she said it's not about selling, it's about how you can help solve problems. In other words, do you want to look 20 again? That's one of my favorite lines. Do you want to look 20 again? I'm just curious. Would you like to look 20 again? Yeah, right? Do you have a $1,000 drawer? And I didn't know what that was because I've never spent money on skincare. I mean, the only skincare I ever use besides soap and water was the stuff Manitech Lift, and that surely didn't cost me $1,000, and I use it. But she says every woman has a $1,000 drawer. They'll know exactly what you're talking about because they spend big dollars on skincare, and they spend so much on it, even though it didn't work, they put it in a drawer because they can't get themselves to throw it away. Next was she brought up on stage Takako McGowan. Now this is phonetic spelling, so please bear with me. That possibly is so far off it's not even funny. She was Oriental, but I don't know how to spell her name, but that's how you pronounce it, Takako McGowan. And she didn't say anything. She was just introduced. She's the biochemist behind it. She's also responsible because when Manitech went to him, this is one of the things that you need to know. And Jackie talked to us about. She said, you know, when Manitech came to us and we were going to be picked to be the lab to create this product, the one thing they said, which we just went crazy about, was the fact that they said, no limits, no restrictions. We want this to be the best. So don't cut corners. Don't make things cheap when we have a better way of doing them. And that just caused, and the first response Takako McGowan had, she said, well, then we're going to do cold processing. Because she says that's the absolute best to maintain the actives in a product. When you start doing heat processing, you destroy a lot of the actives. And she said cold processing is the best. So that's our product today. So wonderful to know the commitment they made up front to do the best, give us the best. Brent Duncan got up and he just talked about being good stewards of this before, after photos are we can use. This is what I mentioned to you earlier. They can't use it until they get the clinical trial study results back and printed. We don't want to say words like it completely removes all wrinkles. Come on, people, again, just like with Amber Toast, don't go, it doesn't cure you. You know, remember when we used to say that, people go, oh, Amber Toast cures everything. It was like, oh, let me, you want to throw up. Amber Toast didn't cure anything. And today, thank goodness, we don't even use any of that language at all because it's totally non-compliant, right? was a blessing that that happened, that we got rid of that language. The importance of words. Put this on and look good. I just found youth in a bottle and picked one up for you. I mean, you know, there's a lot of language you can use to get that out there. She also discussed, Brett Duncan discussed that. He also discussed the Paris incentive. All the rules are now been reposted on the website. They had a few glitches in the first posting, so you can take a peek at that. And it's about selling the most bottles. And just one of the issues that I took issue with and upon reading it the first time, I had a number of three or four issues, but a major one was the way they did members. Well, what happens is 100% of the members underneath your associate account, their skincare purchases are attributed to you. So you get credit for all of the members underneath you, 100 levels deep, because this is an associate program. Members can't win it, only associates. Okay, Bo Short came out with the new M5M Info Pack. Let's talk about what this is about first so you appreciate it. Back in It Manifest, when we talked about the greatness of going out there and sharing the three materials they came out with. Remember the trifold, the one-page diagram on the income, and then the closing piece that was about the application form? They were great materials, and I know all of you have bought them, all of you have been using them. I love them myself, but the problem was people wanted more information. What if they said, hey, I would like to know more information. I'm not ready to close right now. I want more information. Well, I learned from Al Schreider last week that what information would you like first? I learned to ask questions. But what Bo has created here, he always promised all of us that he would have a pack out shortly that gives that information. This pack is a beautiful pack, and you don't need 20 of them. You need 5 because you leave it with people, and then you go pick it up. It isn't something you ever let people keep. You leave it with them, you go pick it up the next day. Okay? And it's a pack. It's got 2 DVDs in it. You can go on the resource library and see what this is all about, but it's a great little package of information. It has a lot of info. It also has the trifold in there. It has the Manatech story booklet. It's got 2 DVDs, one by Bo, one by Sam. Are they DVDs or CDs, Lydia? Do you know? I'm not sure, but we haven't looked at them or had the opportunity to do that yet, but we'll be doing that this week, of course, going through all of our strategy, because this is all part of strategies. And again, this goes back, people are going, well, what does this have to do with skincare? People, this goes back to how we share Manatech, right? So
by the way, it's one of each, so you can listen to the CD on the way home.
I can listen to the CD on the way home? Okay.
Well, yeah, and then he's got a DVD so you can watch it when you get home.
I get it. So it's a CD and a DVD. But they're two different people. One's Bo and one's Sam. Is that right? It's not the same piece. One's Bo, one's Sam. Two different ones. Yeah, one on the other end of the side. So one's a CD and one's a DVD. So definitely. Thanks. Thank you, Michael. Lead all conversations. And he said when you share with these people, of course, what we want to do is make sure we always lead the conversation to be positive. I know you had to have some questions after you went through this. How to build a sustainable team, maybe? How to help M5M? How can you support M5M, our mission? So move it forward. Remember the underlying assumption. You'll see over and over again, the underlying assumption is they are going to sign up. And approach people exactly with that in mind. So you don't talk to people and say, so what did you think? Golly, my dad did to that. We used to tease my dad incessantly when we were children because he would always say that. He'd walk in, he was an analyst, right, an engineer, and he'd come in and he wanted to make conversation with his kids. So he'd go, so what do you think? And we just crack up laughing. And I go, about what? You know, it was really funny. Poor dad. Anyway, so, I loved his comment. He said, most people live in I don't knowville. Isn't that cute? It was just hilarious. Okay, youth samples, don't forget that. And his comment is absolutely right. I took my youth bottles to church yesterday and got rid of all of them. And the issue was the other ones, some of them I had sold to other people, but I got rid of 5 at church because those are the ones. So I got rid of 5 at church, and those people didn't need any. Did they need samples? Of course not. They needed nothing. They just wanted them in the moment, right then and there. And there were 2 other people at church that wanted to buy them, but they weren't at church yesterday, so I'll have to catch them next Sunday. But the idea was that that we have people that are just going to buy them because they're our first tier. It's our connectedness with the people alone that causes them to want to buy it. We also have a second tier of people that those are the kind of people that are going to probably want samples. So you can give them a sample. Will they always see a difference with one use? No. In fact, you could tell people, you know what, we've seen a lot of people have a difference with just one use of it. I'm not sure you're going to experience it, but trust me, this is what happened to me, or this is what happened to this, or you use pictures of Mary Jo, or whatever you have as a tool. And, you know, they let them try it. Because a lot of ladies try skincare. Samples have been used in this industry for, what, 100 years? As long as we've had skincare products, they've been used. They're not trying them to make their face look like they just got a facelift. They're trying them because they want to see if they like the smell, the texture, what it feels like on their face. All those things play a role in people buying them. So don't think that you have to prove they're going to see a result in the, with one sample. So watch the videos with them, then leave a sample. The product will sell itself. Have a swagger. But most important for Bo is always the fact that we as a group need to learn how to use the tools. They are specifically designed to replace you. You are there to build a relationship. The tools are there to do the selling and the information. So don't be an information machine. Be a personable person that understands personality quadrants and thrives on building relationships. Okay, Andy Andrews then came out. He talked about the Traveler's Book. It became Book of the Month, 7 Decisions That Determine Your Level of Success. We're in there more into proof than encouragement. He thinks encouragement is oversold. It lasts temporarily until something happens to change your attitude. In other words, you turn around and drive home. The you-rah-rah motivational encouragement stuff is a bunch of garbage. A lot of us have heard that for years, and, of course, we agree, because the minute somebody tries to cut you off on the freeway, you are no longer motivated. But until people are ready to accept certain specifics, it's very hard for them to move forward, and that's absolutely true as well. This is a cute quote. I just threw this in there. He said, I wanted to be a veterinarian and a taxidermist, so either way you got the dog back. It was trying to be everything different. I just threw it in there because it was funny. I didn't mean to insult anyone who has a dog and thinks it's not very funny, but the whole room cracked up laughing. It was fun. Kind of like you can't solve the problems you have with the same thinking you used to create with them, right? If your thinking created this problem, you're not going to solve the problem with the same level of thinking. And that's the important. I mean, and if I could put a bottom line to everything Andy was talking about, is he's saying we need to change our thinking. We need to shift our perspective, because if we don't, we're going to stay stuck where we are. We're never going to become the best. We're going to stick with good, or we're going to sell out for even bad because we refuse to change our stinking thinking. And it's not that he didn't say stinking thinking. I use that because I see so much of it. But the idea is it's not that it's stinking. It's just that it's not getting you where you want to go. It's limiting you. We have limited thinking, right? Like when you come up with a conclusion like, I'll never make presidential. Well, then what happens is you just shut down your mind. Your subconscious, and some of you have been through a lot of Clemmer training, you know, what does your subconscious say? Okay. So it buys into it. You're thinking, your subconscious buys into it. You know, that's why Manitech gets on stage and goes, you know, be platinum. It's not because they are looking at you and trying to put pressure on you. They just want you to open up your world to possibilities. Don't get stuck. Don't live a life of probabilities, come from possibilities. So that means shift your thinking. I'm telling my people today, what is the biggest, one of the biggest things in my coaching? I had a coaching call this morning. I said, I want you to commit. Where are you going to be at the end of this business period? You have 2 more weeks left and you have $1 billion worth of skincare at your fingertips to sell and market. Where are you going to get? I have people that broke new leadership levels this weekend because of the pre-sales of skincare. We broke like 2 or 3 new nationals, 1 new executive. I mean, this is crazy stuff. This stuff is unbelievable. And Lydia was so funny. She looked at me and she goes, well, Mary Jo, I just worry. And I go, why? And she goes, because this is like temporary. It's just going to happen this. And I go, why? For every tube of skincare you sell this month, you should sell at least 4 more next month. Become members of the Never Have to Pay for It Again Club. And if that's something you laughed at, then set it up for yourself, because we've already established that in my group. We call it the Never Have to Pay for It Again Club. Be a member. Here's your membership dues. Buy it once, get 4 people. That's all it costs, right? Be a member of Never Have to Pay for It Again Club. Come on, people, you can get creative with this. You can have a 4-time multiple. Now, let me just take it one step further for all of you who aren't catching on yet. So you add 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. Some of you are small. You add 1,000 or 4,000 to your organizational volume this month. Then multiply that times 4. Okay, so next month I add 16,000. Okay, what do I do next? What am I going to do in January? Multiply 16,000 by 4. You're presidential. If you're regional director today, there's no excuse for you not being presidential in January, by the end of January. Are you guys getting this? Really? Okay, just giving you some ideas, thoughts, but You know, and some of your, what do you, this is my question to a lot of you on the call today. Where did your thinking just go? Where did your thinking just go? This is a perfect example of what Andy Andrews would say is pathetic thinking. He'd say, wow, you just want to limit yourself. You don't want to create greatness in your life. You want to stay stuck. You want to not believe that this is really what could happen. Anyone on this call can create this for yourself. But where does it have to start? It has to start with your thinking. All I did was give you a little strategy. And why I gave you a strategy that will open your mind up to be able to think of greater possibilities, right? That's it. And anyone on this call that's presidential can be platinum presidential in the next 3 months, right? Think of it. Strategy. I made a commitment already, and I told my flight team, I said, I told you guys by manifest I was going to be silver, qualify as silver again. I'm going to have two presidentials in my organization. I told them at this event that I am going to be silver presidential by the end of business period 13. You guys getting this? I just cut 6 months off of my goals. I didn't stretch them out. I condensed them. You too can do the same thing. You create that. But again, what do? Our thinking quashes us. Culture, people believe it's created by choices and decisions, not we tell people to make good choices without equipping them with the means. Culture is created by thinking. Our thinking creates our choices. Our thinking leads to choices, and the choices lead to action, and our action leads to results. Are you getting that? Just highlight that. Thinking leads to choices. Choices lead to action. Action leads to results. There you go. Andy Andrews in a nutshell, right? I mean, he gave us a lot of meat. That's just the scent principle of extraordinary achievement. Oh, I have to do some typos there, but he talked about the principle of extraordinary achievement, easy to understand, easy to agree with, tough to pay attention to if you're not thinking in the right way, right? And he worked with a company that was failing. He said, did anyone intend for this to happen? Of course, no one raised their hand. They got mad at him. And he says, well, there are four things that are going on. We have to change your thinking. Something is up with their marriage. Individuals create results. Individuals make up the team, make up the department, make up the corporate organization, and that's what creates results. So you got to start at the individual level. What's going on? Four things. Number one, something's up with their marriage, so they're thinking about issues going on at home and they can't focus on being the best they can be at work. Number two, something's up with their kids. He made the comment, can only be as happy as our unhappiest child. Very true for all of you who've had children. You know that. Number three, They don't have the assurance they can control. That's supposed to be another typo, sorry. They don't have the insurance they can control their finances. So your finances are out of whack, and you don't have good. And so you sit around and worry about finances all the time. You're stuck. You can't move forward because you're stuck, right? So that you're creating a disaster in your entire life. So it's self-defeating. Number four, they feel they don't matter anyway. Again, your thinking stinks. So what does he do in these environments? He goes into these companies and he says, hey, these are the problems. This is where your thinking is today. If you're going to go move forward, you got to change the thinking. He says you don't have to solve the problem. You have a problem in your marriage. Do you have to have a solution before you move forward? No. He says you have to what? Just be on the path. Understand that this is what's creating the roadblock in your thinking, the roadblock in productivity, the roadblock in success, and start being on a path to change it. Right? Being on a path. Just like me, I talked about my marriage. Oh, my gosh, we're on page 10. I'll go fast. If you guys can bear with me, probably 10, 15 more minutes, we'll get through. Just like a road, I think these are so important principles. I mean, I could do a training just on Andy, and maybe I'll do that going forward. But I looked at my marriage. You know, my marriage almost hit the rocks years ago. And then I understood personality quadrants. And you know what? I didn't need to solve my husband's problem. All I needed to do is be on the path of how I deal with him. And it totally changed my marriage, right? But it didn't have to be solved that day. It's just something that I just needed to change my path. But that's the idea of being open to newness, to learning something new that can help you move forward. How can I still love my husband even though he does A, B, C, D? E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, whatever it is, right? Okay, so that's what I needed to grapple with. Okay, outside the box thinking. Everybody thinks outside the box. He says today we need to think. We need to get outside of thinking outside the box. He laughed about that because you don't want to do what everyone else is doing. Thinking what everyone else is thinking, you're contributing to being average. So okay, so I'm going to think at a higher level. Oh, great, you're still contributing to average, right? And he said, goals are a bunch of crap. People lie all the time. How do you legitimately increase performance over what you might believe is possible? What do you do? You change your thinking. You got to have possibility thinking. You got to change your belief system. Just like what I just told you about how to get to presidential by end of January. I just gave you all the roadmap. Change your thinking. You don't have to set the goal. Change your thinking. Build strategies behind it and go perform. But if you don't think you can, it doesn't matter what goal you set. It doesn't matter one bit what goal you set. Doesn't matter. You got to change. Why do they have you set goals? Because they hope and pray it changes your thinking. But now you know you know the reason. You know the real truth is about changing your thinking. So he was awesome. I mean, that was great. And he comes back later. Saturday afternoon, look at me, I'm naughty. I got Saturday afternoon. Robert Rowan came out, and he did some more things on the disc analysis. So just read through that. Musafir, what I want to say about Musafir, he was awesome. I heard him at Branson, and I wasn't thrilled because it seemed like he yelled at me the whole time he was on stage. All I can tell you is I thought he did an awesome job. One of the best trainings I've heard on closing. So just look at it. He talks about techniques. It was great. What does he tell you to do? Make eye contact. Smile when you talk. Practice smiling when you talk. It's really awkward. I mean, I smile all the time, which is why I have all these distinct smile lines on my face. But smiling when you talk is kind of a difficult thing to do. So get practice. Practice, practice, practice. He said shrug your shoulders. So when you're asking, and this you got to practice this, people. I loved it. When he was on stage and he was doing this, it was like, oh, my gosh, this is awesome. It's awesome. Doesn't mean do you have to do this? No. This guy's, he's become an unbelievable networker. I mean, he became executive director like in 2 months. He's almost presidential now. And he just started with us like in, what was it, May? I mean, it was like crazy. But this guy, he's talking about this. And he said, shrug your shoulders. And when you're asking a question, you could lift your shoulders. It doesn't mean a huge shrug where your shoulder hits your ear. It's just a little shrug. You know, when you ask a question, isn't that an intriguing thing? You're really making people, and I did it the other day. I was like, did it to my husband last night. And he was like, because I talked to him about it. I thought it was a fascinating concept. So I never have done that before, but now I'm going to do it. I'm practicing, right? Nod. And he says, you know, when you ask a question, you go, so do you see yourself being a customer or helping us champion the cause? What's better for you? And you nod when you ask him that. And when you nod up and down, what are you doing? You're generating a yes response from somebody. It's called the power of persuasion. He didn't even bring that to the reason you do it. I don't think I heard that from him, but I understand this psychology behind this, right? Right? It's great. And the comment, people don't do things against you. Rather, they do things for themselves. I don't know that came from him. It was just a great point that was made that we need to really understand when you feel like somebody's done you wrong, you really, and I think this is probably more out of Andy Andrews, it's not, they didn't do you, they're thinking about themselves. They do things for themselves. So it's more selfish-oriented than it is trying to do something wrong. Okay, but read through Musafir's and really get that. I might even do a training just on closing techniques because I think it's so powerful. It's so powerful. Andy Andrews came back and his was great. Again, he talked about perspective. We've already talked about some of this. Read through this because the notes were profound for me. I mean, it's great. He talked about the greatest generation, and our greatest generation 70 years really wasn't our greatest generation. It was the parents that created these kids. And, you know, we spend our lives thinking that we're going to raise up our kids like Proverbs tells us, you know, raise up your kids like you and they will become that, right? Exactly. And he says that's the biggest bunch of BS that he's ever heard in his life. He says people interpret that passage to say what? I'm going to raise up my kids to think the way I think and to do what I do. Well, that's a bunch of garbage. He said, raise up your children to become thinkers. Don't tell them what to do. Don't make them do that. Don't, you know, he went on and on about how crazy we are when you do stuff like this. But he said, he drew this chart about people. We have people that are clueless. Then at the next level, we have people that can do it. He called them acluistic. I thought that was kind of cute terminology. I'd never heard that one before. The next level is people who can do it but because they produce. They're the producers. That's a production line, right? Next level, people can do it because they can teach it. Those are like the guys, the foremen that teach it. Then you got the next level. They can do it, and they can teach it, and they can manage it. That's your managerial level. But the next level are the guys that are millionaires because they can do it, teach it, manage it, and they know how it works. But the final level, the top level, and sorry, it should be falling underneath the top level, which that the word top level should be underneath that on page 13. The top level is the same as the last level, but they know why it works. They know the why. The why here is important. In fact, the why is all about your children as well. You don't answer your children, do it because I said to. You know, what are you creating when you do that with a child? You're getting them to not think. You're taking thinking out of the whole analysis. Do it because I told you to. Do it because I told you to. Unbelievable how raising children, in fact, he says, you know, raising children is the fulcrum of our society. It's the reason why we are having a decline in our society today is because of the way we're raising children. And it's a sadness. Teach a child how to think, not what to think. Teach them how to think. And teaching them how to think requires two things. What is in it for me? And prove beyond reasonable doubt. So in the necessity of why, you can, and again, read through this. I will do more training, I promise, on this because it was so absolutely so powerful. And he also talked about something that was fascinating to me. He said, you know, and I look at my life, because you wonder why some people really are successful and some people aren't. And so you start examining what makes my life different than other people and all these kind of things. And some people think, well, they're successful because they came from a successful family. Well, a lot of times that might be true. But the intriguing thing, because they had a lot of money and they were surrounded by success and they were exposed to success, so all they learned was success. What does it take to being successful, right? But the intriguing thing is that when you look at why are Asian kids smarter than American kids, right, us, why are they smarter? Did you ever notice that all the valedictorians in the United States today either came from Vietnam or China or Thailand or something, right? They're all Asians across the board. Are there exceptions to the rule? Of course, but I mean, I'm talking probably 80%. And what percentage of the population do they represent? 10%, maybe. So why does it work that way? Because they're smarter than we are. And he says the reason they're smarter than we are is because they've had to struggle. Struggle. They have to struggle. And through the struggle is how they figured out the why. The struggle is what strains us and teaches us the why and gets us into the why, right? We struggle, and that's why he says he takes his children and he has one of his kids, his teenager, doing violin lessons even though he hates it. I mean, he doesn't hate it. He doesn't like it. He struggles with it. But you know what? Andy doesn't tell his kid. He's honest with his child. And that's another thing he gets into, and I'll get into a minute. But he tells his kid, he says, you know, you're doing this because through the struggle is what grows you as a person. If you don't understand struggle is so important, because we have a whole world today in the United States of America of adults that don't think they can struggle, right? They're not able to take on a struggle. It's a sad thing, what we've created. Most adults don't understand they're capable of doing hard things because they never went through the struggle. So it's great. And I look back at my life when I was listening to this and reread it for you guys, and I started to say, can I see a tie-in to my life. Did we have struggles as kids? Wow. Yeah, big-time struggles. Have I been through a lot? Yeah, and each one of us. How do we respond to the struggle? Right. And he talked about how to win, you know, first understand how everyone else competes, so you know, and he talked about Nick Saban, and he's done coaching with Nick. Can you imagine coaching Nick Saban? And Nick Saban's got it down so well today that he established a perspective. When he took the job at Alabama, he said, and some of you don't even know who Nick Saban is, sorry, because you're not into college football, but he's a guy who's only won three of the last four national championships, Alabama. And they're on the road. They're ranked number one since the beginning of the season. They're undefeated again this year. Now, that just doesn't happen, people. But when he took the job at Alabama, he said, I want 100% control. I want 100% control. I want 100% control. Because he knew if he couldn't establish his process, and the only way he could establish his process is he had to go out. How did he choose what process to establish? Because he's been in coaching for 17 years already, and he said, I learned every step of the way, and I built a process. From that, I knew exactly what it takes to create a champion. So he infiltrated his entire organization with the process. Not one person works for him who isn't 100% bought in. And at the end of every season, they sit down, all of his 100 or so staff, and they evaluate every single one of their players. Every single one of their players. They evaluate, and they talk about what they saw him do at the bubbler or in the locker room or what they saw him do on the side of the field or what they saw. And if they haven't bought in 100% to his process, they're cut from the team.
Mary Jo, you didn't put don't in that sentence there.
Which one?
If they buy into how we think, it should be if they don't, right?
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm doing this by rote. I'm not even know where I am in my outline right now. Thanks. I will add the don't. Correct. If they don't buy into this process, they're gone. Got it? They're gone. It's incredible. It's incredible. So what does that mean for you? You know, I like to build it. When I work with families and do coaching, I like to build family mission statements. And I don't tell the parents to build it. I tell them to do what? Get the children actively involved in what's important to them as a family unit. So it's everybody buys into it. If you don't have the buy-in, parents can tell their children all they want to tell them, but if the kid doesn't buy into it, forget it. And what does he need to know? What's in it for me? Prove that beyond reasonable doubt, right? The why's got to be there. Incredible concepts. And then the seven principles, you can read through those. I'm not going to. And then I've got two more minutes. Saturday night was awesome. Simon Cryer got up there and shared his stuff. It was great. The struggles about being broken, broken thinking. Teamwork with his upline was critical because he carried little, if any, credibility with anyone he knew. Musafer was hilarious. I mean, he's got an African mom and a Mideastern dad or something, and he had the great accent down perfectly, right, when he talked about his dad going, us people don't do these things. You know, and he's trying, I can't do it very well, but it was perfect. It was like, I mean, he was awesome. And he talked about all the struggles. Did he go through struggle, people? Did you hear struggle with Musafer on Saturday night? My goodness gracious, it took him 13 years of success in network marketing and lack of success in some years as well for his father finally to look at him and say, I'm proud of you. 13 years. And Ray Robbins shared about that it's all about legacy. And, of course, you heard the quote this morning that somebody took out of it, not even my outline, about just find tons of members because out of the members will come those champions. Rob Sinnott wanted to get in the action on the closing as well, and he said, you know, take 3 to 4 points from this weekend and move forward. Move forward. Where will you be at Manifest, our 20-year celebration? Where will you be? He said, we're all family. We love each other and our culture here. Thank you for allowing me to continue my dreams. Wonderful close by him. Sam Castor gave another wonderful close. He added number 3 to Andy Andrews. He said, own what connects in your life. I believe that's that's what I have in my notes. But because he says, you know, we need to not only bring value in people's lives. And today we bring value. How do we bring value? Through Manatech, how do we bring value? Because if we're going to move people forward in Manatech, we have to apply what Andy Andrews tells us to what we're doing in Manatech. We bring economic value, health value, beauty value, and as we open other vertical markets, there's even more value, right? Number 2, undeniable ability to prove your case. Today, we're self-evident. We have it. We have it. National Academy of Science, L'Oreal, and others, right? We have it. Number 3, until we find technologies to change every life. This is what Sam is connected to. He said, in my life, I will not be fulfilled until we find technology to change every life. This is my life. This is God's calling on my life. It was so beautiful. And Sam talked about working with Vicente Fox, who's fallen in love with social enterprise. He sees that social enterprise, social entrepreneurship, as the only vehicle that will truly bring social change, so necessary in this world. They announced the 2014 incentive trip, and I want all of you, where's your possibility thinking right now? Andy Andrews, shift your brain. You are all going to be in the Dominican Republic with us. It's Punta Cana. It's beautiful. Look it up. Take pictures. Put it on your doors. We're going to have it all over my office before the end of today. I will be there. I guarantee it. Without a shadow of a doubt, I will be in the Dominican Republic. Will you? They said, start now. Your work now will count. I don't know what that means. I don't know the rules, but they're forthcoming. So I suspect by the end of this week, we probably should have rules on the new incentive. So we'll have overlapping incentives. Paris and Punta. Punta Cana. Punta Cana. I better get that one down. Punta Cana. Okay, people. And then Bo Short finished off, and he just did a great job. He, if you want to understand what he talked about, Sun Tzu, who is a famous Chinese general and philosopher, and talked about embracing the laws of success. No, now is the moment to finish what we started. You have one task, leave here and go do something great with our lives. Thank you all, Monday callers, and God bless you all. It was an awesome event. I will redo the outline with changing those typos, so if you want to wait in the next hour or two, we'll repost a new one with a lot of the typos out. But other than that, hopefully I captured the event for those of you who are there. And for those of you not there, hopefully I even captured it better because you feel like you've just went through a two-day event in 1 hour and 15 minutes. Thanks, everybody, and let's go out and think differently. Make this a great world. Change the direction our culture is going in. We have that power within us to make that difference. Talk to you guys next week. Have a great week.